Are you ready? Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler. At AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. Missed the first hour. A lot of good stuff. It is Award of the Odds Wednesday, so when you call, text, tweet, whatever you do, when you scam your investors, put odds on it. Man, I read a story with a lot more detail about this carton deal.
Mm-hmm.
He duped investors out of $5.6 million to cover his staggering gambling debts.
Did he basically run a Ponzi scheme?
Yeah, it says basically he ran up millions of dollars of losses with two casinos, plus a debt of about $825,000 to an unidentified individual bookie. Yeah, and he and his co-defendant were both charged with securities fraud, wire fraud, and conspiracy. Basically, it was a 26-page filing. Accused him of lying to his investors, going as far as to send phony documents and emails to his unsuspecting business partners.
Jeez.
When one investor made its $2 million investment, he misappropriated the money by lying. So, all Boomer Esiason said this morning was, I'm aware now why Craig is not here this morning. Unfortunately, he was arrested. I'm taken aback and surprised by it, just like everybody else.
That's what Boomer said?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I thought he called in sick this morning, but fortunately, my partner was arrested. CBS Radio released a statement saying they were aware of the arrest and cooperating with authorities. He earns a reported $250,000 a year as the sports station morning drive time radio co-host. I would think in New York, you'd do better than that.
Yeah, $250,000 is a good living for a radio guy. But in New York City, especially given the success of that show.
Yeah.
Maybe I may have thought a little bit more than that.
I would have guessed. So, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Says one specific phony deal focused on purchasing millions of dollars in tickets for Adele's tour directly from the singer's management. Says, in reality, no such agreements with the concert promoter or venue existed, and the signatures for the concert promoter or venue were forged. And apparently he had accrued millions of dollars worth of gambling-related debts to casinos and other third parties. And it was 5.6 was the total. And, yes, they described it as a Ponzi-like scheme. So that's not good. And, of course, one of his neighbors said, he was a very nice guy around me. He was very quiet. They always find the neighbor that says that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that Jeffrey Dahmer was really quiet.
He seemed all right. Yeah. I don't know.
That Buffalo Bill? Yeah.
I didn't picture him killing and eating people.
We're a great big fat person. 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. So, yeah, that's a pretty bizarre story. So, that's a lot of, it's an awful lot of money.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that's the kind of stuff that gets you to, like, real prison.
Yeah.
I mean, you start taking millions from people. That's not like a that's not probation.
No, I get you raped.
So,
just got out of the dark ages here in Beaumont. Are you guys still coming to Luke's? Actually, that was supposed to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
but that's not happening. So we will be out there at some point, right, John?
Yes, tentatively in a couple of weeks. Not next week because you guys will be in Vegas.
Yeah, yeah.
They're still working on the details.
Yeah. We're flying out like Wednesday night again, right? We're not doing the Wednesday morning thing.
I asked Brenda, but she never got back to me.
I know I've got an itinerary. I just haven't checked it because I hadn't really thought about it till now. Squeeze in a quick call. Thomas, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, guys. I was checking, Fred, to see if you heard of the Steven Seagulls. They're a group that plays heavy metal covers, but they're like a country redneck band.
I've heard nothing of this.
I have heard them. It's they do. It's more like a. It's like a bunch of Finnish guys who do hillbilly versions of rock songs. It's very strange.
All right.
They've got a couple I like. Yeah, these guys.
Ah.
Yeah. This is the one they're most famous for. So. They're kind of a one-trick pony. I like bands like that the first couple times I hear them, but then... Yeah.
Oh, I don't like these. I don't like those boys. We met some girls, some dancers who gave a good time. I thought it was going to be like a metal voice.
No. No.
I'm against that.
Yeah, I mean they're kind of cool. They were here in town here sometime last year. I was going to go, but yeah, somebody asking where we're going to be in Vegas this time. I don't know. I'm guessing we're probably not going to get in the MGM for that fight. But that's where. Well, we'll probably be in the MGM for Radio Row, but I don't know that we'll be able to actually.
Yeah, and I will probably end up staying in Luxor, Excalibur.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Which, hey, you know what? I'm coming around.
It was better last time. You're,
yeah, the towers at Luxor are not bad, and then Excalibur, the room was fine. I had no complaints.
All right.
So, and I spent most of my time in the damn room on this trip.
Yeah, me too.
So.
Although, I mean, that may mean that we need to get down this time.
Yeah, we'll see. We're right up against Sports Map launch, so next week, basically, I'm going to be here all day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, working with them to get that thing ready to go, and then jumping on a plane right after the show. So it's going to be a busy week, but it'll be a fun week, and I'm going to have to do a lot of work from the room when I get there, too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You always do.
Yeah, but this one's going to be worse. Not necessarily worse, just more stuff. But I'm pretty excited. The site's going to be really cool. So, got a lot of nice. It's gonna have a lot of nice features to it. I'm looking forward to showing it to the people.
All right,
we're almost there.
I've heard you say good things. You said it's better than everything.
It's gonna be better than everything. Right off the bat, obviously. Right now we've got to work through all the bugs and stuff because there will be issues that we're not anticipating. Always goes with a startup, but it's very close, and I think people are gonna like it.
All right.
So And the thing is, there's going to be a little bit of something for everybody. We're going to have all the regular sports stuff that people want, but like if you're into outdoors and hunting and hiking and fitness and stuff like that, we're going to have you covered. So, it's going to be a very vibrant, interesting site.
Yeah.
And I'm very excited about it, and appreciate the Gal Media has gone this direction, and I think it's going to be good for all of us here, and we'll see how it plays out. Just hopefully we'll have some good content from some really talented people. So, a lot of videos, too.
Yeah.
All right, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and I'm guessing you're all stuck in traffic today because it's...
Wouldn't shock me.
Man, I live 7 miles from here. It took me an hour.
Yeah.
In the morning.
I didn't get home until 9:15 last night.
Oh,
9:15, and I stayed an extra 15 minutes because I was on Glenn's show.
Yeah,
in the first segment, but that's still 2 hours.
Yeah, Raheel left at 6:30 from his house to get here by 9.
Yeah, listen,
did he make it?
Yeah, he made it this time.
Yeah, getting here wasn't bad yesterday or today, but getting home last night, usually there's a little traffic, and it's about 15 minutes. Yeah, 55 minutes yesterday.
Yeah, your route isn't as bad as some other people because people that live in Katy. It's taking like 2 hours to get here and get back home because I think you take, what, 59?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you have a little stretch of 610 and then 59?
No, actually, I'm not on 610 at all.
Oh, okay.
I go through that Galleria area, or I go right down Alabama, and then that little, you're on 610 for about 300 or 400 feet, but you're getting on the on-ramp.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But you're on the feeder.
Yeah, so, yeah, I heard it's going to be like this for at least maybe another 10 days or so. because of the flooding and on the Beltway.
And not only that, you've got lights out still around the city, although not as many, according to the mayor, that's contributing. But it was even bad when I got, because like I take 59 and then go take the spur into Midtown and cut through that way. Midtown was a mess last night, too. Took me a good 10 minutes just to get through that crap. So it's happening to everybody. We all have to deal with it. And, you know, that's just, it'll get better. So while you're dealing with it, we'll try to keep you entertained. All right, we'll squeeze in some more phone calls when we come back. We'll also get us some of your what are the odds. There's a lot more to get to, but I want to tell you about Harry's. And you want something convenient? You want something affordable? How about Harry's? They're going to take care of you. Harry's, it's so great. I never have to go to the store again to buy a razor. Basically, I have a plan set up where they send me my razors when I'm about to run out, and they come right to my mailbox. I never have to go buy them anymore, and that's why I made the switch. Over 3 million guys have made the switch to Harry's, and you can be the next one to do it. They're so confident that you're going to love their blades. They're going to give you their set for free. You just cover shipping. Your free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, a travel blade cover. We partner with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Just head over to harrys.com/blitz to get it now. Get started with Harry's today. Get that free trial offer. That's right, free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get that free trial set that includes a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/blitz. That's harrys.com/blitz. Also makes a great gift if you want to get somebody a birthday present. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
I'll never surrender. In time or so I'm told, I'm just another soul for sale. Oh well, the page is out of print. We are not permanent, we're temporary. Temporary, same old story.
ESPN 97.5. From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Lamont says he's pulling rank. The Blitz has to take John to Vegas once before he goes to prison. Oops, I mean, gets married. I would like to get John on one of these Vegas trips. Come out and do the on-site stuff and let somebody do it from in here. Tyler can handle it. I really think you should do that before you get married.
I don't think you guys are going to have another one before, well.
I don't know, man. We've had so many this year. I bet we've got more coming. So 979 says, I work at the Beltway in Westheimer and live by Memorial City Mall. It took me 3 hours to get home after work yesterday because I have to go away some crazy route. Yeah, that's kind of a rough area there. Let's grab a couple calls. Zach, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports be with you.
Sports.
I wanted to know, what are the odds that the Canelo-Golovkin fight goes to the judges?
I'll probably go 60%. I feel like Canelo's tough. I don't know. I mean, he could get knocked out. It depends on how bold Canelo gets in his style. If he wants to make it an exciting fight, I think he gets knocked out. But if he's safe, I think it goes to the judges. And I think I'll lean 60% that he plays it safe.
And it's funny. I thought both guys kind of played it safe in their last fights, mainly because they didn't want to blow the payday on this one. But I'm kind of with you. And 2 years ago, when they first talked about this fight, I would have said Golovkin would have killed him. I'm not so sure anymore. I think Canelo's a better fighter, and I think Golovkin may be slowing down a little bit. I like your number. 60% feels right to me. You know what I'm excited about? I don't know who's going to win. Like the last one, we knew who was going to win. It was just a matter of what round. But this one, I'm pretty fired up to see how it goes.
Yeah.
John, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
Hey, I was just wondering if I could get what are the odds that Ezekiel Elliott's actually going to do 6 games this year? Will he get it reduced or will he get it pushed through the courts and that end up in next year like Tom Brady did?
From what I understand, it's already been upheld, and he is going to serve six games, although it won't be game one. He will play week one, and then I think he'll start serving after that.
Yeah, well, I obviously, if they've filed in the courts, I am not – I quit following things like this when they get to the courts because, I mean, it's just silly. But, yeah, I think he's going to wind up doing them this year. And if not, he'll wind up Brady-ing it and have to do it next year. To me, go ahead and get him out of the way. It's going to happen. Taylor wants to know, what are the odds we have to hear how much Bill O'Brien stays up all night and works this year? Oh, I'm sure we'll talk about how we're working hard. But we got to coach better and we got to play better.
Yeah.
What are the odds we hear that on Monday? We got to coach better, we got to play better.
Boy, I mean, chances are good, but I sure hope not.
Well, even if they win, he says that a lot of times.
Yeah.
They'll be talking about the offense. We got to coach better. We got
to
play better.
They'd have to just kick ass.
Yeah. Need to go to the store tonight. Any seasonal beers you guys recommend?
I haven't been to the store for beer in a while, so I don't know.
I will tell you, though, if you haven't tried the Nigel yet, there's plenty of them at Specs. They had about 8 boxes out today. So let's try Chris. What's up, Chris?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, I just wanted to tell you, first off, I love the show. 4-hour listener, 3-hour listener, listen every day. So I want to tell you a cool story I had about the mayor. My house got flooded, unfortunately. It got 5 feet, total loss, gutted it all out. Luckily, I had some help. Only took me like 2 days, so I got it done. Come Saturday, I used to work at Carrabba's, and my manager was like, hey, man, you want to come help us feed HPD downtown? I'm like, yeah, I need to do something good, so let me get out. Dude, went down there and met Mayor Turner because Jim and James Harden were down there handing up that $1 million check. So I asked Mayor Turner, all right, buddy, I've been out here working all day. I didn't get to see it. How was your pitch? He put his arm around me, put his head down, shook it back and forth, and said it wasn't my best one.
Well, there you go.
Sorry to hear about the bad news, man.
Yeah, sorry about your place. But
we have something in common. I used to work at Carrabba's, too.
Yeah?
Yeah. When I started in radio, of course, I was making like $14,000 a year from radio, so I had to do something.
That's still twice what John was making when he started.
Yeah, so I was working. I was bartending at a Carrabba's, and I was doing comedy. So yeah, trying to make those ends meet.
If Beth is coming in at 6:15, what are the odds she'll be on time? That's a good question. She better have left by now, I think, if she's going to make it.
Yeah.
I'm going to go. She'll be on time. I'm going to give her.
She's usually here early.
Yeah. So that's
so
why
I know that. Yes.
So we will have Beth today, and we got some cool stuff coming up on Thursdays and Fridays. We'll have Christopher Harris starting tomorrow, right, John?
Yes. 4:30 tomorrow. And then we have Brad Powers at 5:45 tomorrow.
Yeah. Brad Powers from pregame, and he's very good on college football. So, we kind of figure we'll do him for college football, and then we'll have RJ to talk more NFL on Friday. So a lot of cool stuff. But there you go. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. What are the odds the Aggies don't cover the spread this weekend after having a quarterback who cannot complete a pass? I think they'll be fine this week. They don't need to be able to pass the ball against these guys. And then everybody will say, oh, they're bounced back. They bounced back. Not so much. Not so much. But, I think you get bounce backs from both A&M and UT. I don't know about Baylor, man. I can't believe that they're given 16.5 points. UTSA is better than Liberty.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... It's very interesting.
You know, this is totally non-sports. I don't know if you're ready for this. But there was a Craigslist ad going around in Austin. I may be down by now, but found it earlier.
Yeah?
The gas crisis brought out some people who were willing to go the extra mile for fuel. The post is called have over 400 gallons of regular gasoline, willing to trade only here in Austin.
Okay.
The post reads, I am blessed to have over 400 gallons of gasoline. I don't want money. I am only looking to exchange up to 15 gallons for anal sex.
Jeez.
Me giving it to you. Both men and women are welcome, but the men need to be very attractive, as that is not my preferred sex. I will wear a condom and use organic lubricant. There will be no filming or photos, and I don't want anyone else to know, so let's agree to keep it hush. If you are interested, send pics so I know if it's worth it. 15 gallons seems light for that, doesn't it?
What is a fair number of gallons for anal?
I mean, you'd at least fill up my truck. And I'm not a handsome man, so it probably wouldn't work for me anyway, but 15 gallons.
Desperate times.
I mean, let's go 25 gallons, right?
Yeah.
25 gallons seems way more fair. It is nice that he uses organic lubricant. Because I hate when people add GMOs to my lubricant.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing.
That's a real bummer. When you find out Monsanto has been in your sex lube, bums me out. I wonder how bad the gas crisis would have to be for me to consider that. I feel like I'd have to be Mel Gibson.
Yeah, we're talking Road Warrior type stuff.
Yeah.
Original one, not the...
Not the remake. Like Road Warrior.
Not that crappy one that somehow got nominated for Best Picture.
I don't think it was crappy, but it was crappy. It wasn't the original.
It was awful. So he says it's awesome. I don't think it takes much.
Yeah, maybe not.
A lot of people probably would do it just for the... let me go there.
just for the fun
of it.
Blips and giggles.
Yeah, and I get a little gas out of the deal. Cool. Yeah, I'd have to be... It definitely would have to be the Road Warrior, and it's one of the last tanks of gas, and it's going to get me out of the wasteland.
Right.
It's got to save my life somehow. That's pretty much my limit. Squeeze in one more call here. Johnny, you're on the Blitz, Ghost.
It's got to save my life.
Oh, turn your radio down
immediately.
That's pretty much my limit.
Okay.
All right. That didn't work.
Oh, I thought he turned his radio down immediately.
Pretty simple, guys. Got to have your radio turned down. Longhorn Dimitri wants to know, is that gluten-free lube?
I would assume.
Lube has glutens in it?
Yeah.
I don't know these things. That's what we need Beth for.
I'm pretty sure it's wheat-based.
Matza, have you guys talked about this San Diego La Jolla weather? This weather is kick ass. Yeah, it is awesome. What the hell is this?
Chong, this is so inappropriate.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's not about his. It's about this guy who's trying to get some. I feel like that guy's going to get jacked for gasoline, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to get catfished, and
that's
somebody's going to show up with a pistol and take all his gas.
Yep.
That's what would happen in Mad Max.
Exactly. And he's not going to get any love.
It's weird that Mad Max never answered, like, a Craigslist ad.
That's true.
For anal sex, for gas. That's what I would have done if I lived way in the future, like Mad Max did. And then I would have just shot the guy in the face and taken his gasoline.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
All of it.
Not that I'm recommending anyone do that.
No. But, hey, if you're...
I also don't recommend having anal sex with that guy for gas.
Well, yeah, and he's essentially...
I recommend avoiding the whole situation.
He's essentially soliciting prostitution, so if...
That's illegal. Ask the morning guy from Seattle. It's okay
if you have a little... Maybe he offered... Never mind. All right, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I won't bite, not that hard. If you want it, I'll give you power. Just be gentle, I'm delicate like a flower.
said, what in the butt?
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, your home for Aggie sports. Stay sportsy.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 918 says, tell AJ I've got 25 gallons of gas. Let me know where he wants to meet up.
I told you, that would only be if I was in dire straits like Mel Gibson in Road Warrior. I've got 3/4 of a tank right now. I'm good. My HEB still has gas, and it's still like under $2.15.
Yeah, it's still, we're okay down here right now.
Yeah.
You might, now, if it had been like it was after Rita, when nobody had any gas, you might have. And Jesse says, not that I need the gas, but is he packing a Tiger Woods or a Greg Oden, or is he like Favre?
It'll be a surprise.
Yeah, that's the thing I'd kind of want to know, because if you're going to Oden me, I need more gas.
Yeah.
If it's Favre, yeah. Okay, we're fine. Yeah. Won't feel a thing. It's all good. 713-780-ESPN. I don't know if you saw this story about this guy who told a story about his Tinder date. Said, we had a lovely evening, enjoyed each other's company very much. After our meal, went back to my house for a bottle of wine and a Scientology documentary. Okay. This is already starting to sound.
I kind of want to watch that. It's the Leah Remini Scientology documentary.
I don't know. I'm guessing. Said, about an hour in, my date got up to use the toilet. She returned with a panic look in her eye and told me she had something to tell me.
Oh, no. She broke the toilet.
She went for a poo, and it would not flush. She says, I don't know why I did this, but I panicked. I reached into the toilet bowl, wrapped it in tissue paper, and threw it out the window. Said he was understandably concerned, told her we'd go outside, bag up the poo, and pretend the whole thing had never happened. Unfortunately,
it's not that easy.
No, well, I mean, if you got a dog bag, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, this wouldn't be a story if it ended that easily.
Right. The toilet window does not, in fact, open to the garden, but instead into a narrow gap of about 1.5 feet separated from the outside world by a double glazed window, and that's where the poo had gone. The inside window opens at the top. It just basically said she was convinced she could reach into the window and pull the poo out using the tried and tested inside out bag as glove technique. Unfortunately, she couldn't reach. She climbed further in and had the same problem. Eventually, I agreed to give her a boost. She climbed in head first, reached deeper into the window, bagged it up, and passed it out over the top and back into the toilet from whence it came.
But then it couldn't flush.
She called me to come help her climb out from the window. I grabbed her waist and I pulled, but she was stuck. Stuck fast. She could not get removed from the window.
No.
And he sent a picture to illustrate. So she'd been upside down in the window for around 15 minutes. So he had to call the fire brigade.
Oh, man.
And they basically got her removed. Using all whatever firemen do.
The jaws of life.
It took about 15 minutes. And he sent pictures of the firemen working on her.
How'd the date end?
Well, I said, although they rescued my date unharmed from what must have been a rather unpleasant confined space, process they had to completely destroy the window. This is in England. So it's been quoted north of 300 euros to replace the window. So, date did not end well.
Mm.
So
there was no sex later.
Now, would you want sex later with a chick who was flinging poo?
Probably. Well,
you know, if this ended in anal.
Stop.
No. I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I mean, I feel like that guy put a lot of effort to try to like make her feel okay about it. So,
if you're the guy, would you go on a second date with the girl?
No, but no. I would. You try to wrap up seal the deal on that first date, though, right?
Yeah. Oh, after the poop,
and then never call her back again, right?
After the poop, you would.
Yeah. Right?
I don't think she would be in the mood.
I mean, it's like, hey, if you don't make this happen, I'm going to post this on Facebook.
Really? That's your tactic?
Yeah. Come on.
Good luck.
KPRC Channel 2 is tweeting out a live video of the crews pumping out water from Beltway 8.
Oh, finally.
This was 4 minutes ago.
We got to get this Beltway cleared. It's screwing up everything for everyone.
Mm.
You don't realize how important. I mean, it's not. It's like a football field's worth of Beltway that's shut down.
Yeah.
But that's an important little stretch right there. Not even a football field.
Yeah. I was talking to Raheel this morning, and he said they estimate about 200,000 cars come through that Beltway every morning.
We need that thing, man. We need it. It cannot take me 2 hours to get to and from work every day. I can't deal with it.
I see. Well, that'll be it. Hopefully this thing will get cleared up fairly quickly, because I know it's a hassle for everybody, and there's a lot of people who are getting stuck in traffic for a long, long time. But at least they get to listen to us. We don't get that.
Yeah, that overpass, it says 16 feet and 6 inches, and the water is almost up to that sign. So you're talking about 16 feet of water right there on the Beltway.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
JW says, old John McClain with the clickbait NFL power rankings. Football season is finally here. That's everybody does them.
Yeah.
It's not just him. So I'm curious to see what happens with this team. I think defensively they're going to be really good again, but I see no reason to have any faith in this offense until Deshaun Watson's playing quarterback. So Disco said 610 was a parking lot at 9 p.m. last night. Never realized how important the Beltway was until now.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, yeah. And the problem is it backs up everything else, because people start taking all these side roads, and then those get backed up. So hopefully this won't last long.
All right, guys. DraftKings, it's back. Football is back. There's no better way to get closer to the game you love and that I love. That's football with DraftKings. It's 1 week fantasy football. To celebrate, they're hosting a $100,000 contest this Sunday. It's free to enter. That means it costs you $0 to get in on that. I don't know why you wouldn't do it. There's $100,000 in prizes, and if you draft the perfect lineup, you could win $1 billion with a B. There's so many ways to play on DraftKings. They've got beginner and casual contests to make sure you're not going up against the sharks. Big public contest. You can compete in a small private group against just your boys. You can go head-to-head with somebody. And you get to draft a new team every week with no commitment. Go to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code Houston to play in DraftKings' free contest with $100,000 in total prizes this Sunday. And if you draft the perfect lineup, you can win $1 billion. That's promo code Houston to play for your shot to win $1 billion this Sunday. Contest is totally free to enter. Why wouldn't you try it? DraftKings, the game inside the game. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. You don't know.
People who have rooms of people that they love one day docked away. Just because we check the guns at the door doesn't mean our brains will change from hand grenades. You love another psychopath sitting next to you. You love another
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Download the ESPN 97.5 app, available for your iOS or Android device. Stream all your favorite shows live on the go or listen to them at your convenience with our on-demand podcast. Just search ESPN 97.5 in your app store and download today. Don't have an iPhone or an Android? You can stream us on any smart device at the all-new ESPN975.com. Bunch of people asking, we thought of the Michael Bennett thing. It looks really bad. I kind of need to see the video and hear the other side of it, but it obviously looks pretty bad based on what's out there so far, but it's a little hard to have an opinion right now until I get all sides of it, but sounds like he got hosed pretty bad,
yeah.
But that's
Not surprising.
No. All right, let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
We go to New Zealand, which we don't do a lot in New Zealand. We get a lot of Australia.
Yeah.
But not a ton of New Zealand. Well, guy had a lot to drink, and then he ran out of money.
It happens.
So he did what anyone would do when they run out of money. Sold his car. He decided to sell his car for about 800 New Zealand dollars, which is about 578 U.S. dollars.
What kind of car?
It doesn't say what kind of car, but obviously not a very good one for $578. The next morning, he awakes to find his car missing. So he reported it stolen with the local police station. The buyer received an alert from a car jam website about the car possibly being stolen and contacted police. Thankfully, the man who bought the car checked the registration the next day because he was worried it might be stolen, Sergeant Dennis Murphy said. The man came into the station with the car to let us know what had happened. We were able to get in touch with the original owner and told them to sort it out between them. So, bottom line, don't get drunk and start selling stuff. They wanted more beer money, so sold his car, but then reported it stolen because it was missing the next day.
Whoops.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's one of those, oh, I've got seller's remorse, so I'll report it stolen.
But, yeah.
$538. You can run a pretty decent bar tab for that, I'm sure, even in New Zealand. Regardless, that is your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
See the Wilson Contreras Mia Khalifa thing?
When are people going to stop messaging her?
Yeah. Here's,
just stop,
okay,
guys.
If you're, for the famous guys who are listening to
every
us.
Every famous guy thinks that he's going to bang her. Just,
yeah. Stop DMing her. It's not going
to. If she wants to bang you, she'll DM you, I would guess.
Yeah. You don't hear James Harden DMing her. She's probably DMing him. But if you're a famous person, just stay away from this chick. She's bad news. She's going to out you. And, of course, Contreras went with the old, agents went with the old thing. He'd been hacked.
Please.
Yeah.
Just stop.
I'm with you.
These guys never learn.
No. And it doesn't matter how many of them get called out. They just keep doing it. The Bucks-Dolphins game was officially moved to week 11 now. So
okay. Yeah, I think that's probably the best thing.
Yeah, I agree. Squeeze in a call real quick. Chris, what's up?
Sports, guys. So
sports.
I got a fantasy question for you. I drafted Darren McFadden because of the Elliott suspension, but now with him being eligible to play this week, I don't really have a lot of options. So I was wondering, who would you play, Adrian Peterson or Eddie Lacy?
Eddie Lacy.
Yeah, this is my yearly thing where I have to say fantasy calls on Thursday. If you have questions, we'll be happy to answer them when Christopher's here. But fantasy questions on the radio are...
Tweet them, whatever.
Yeah, please don't call with fantasy questions because nobody else out there wants to hear anything about your team. And that's, fantasy is a very masturbatory thing, but questions specific to your team do not benefit the greater good. So,
I will say this.
That one's kind of a bigger picture question, yeah, which those are okay.
Because there's three Seattle running backs who will probably get touches this year. I wouldn't want to own any of them.
Yeah.
But, you know, if you do,
And see, I would probably go with Peterson over Lacy.
Yeah, I mean, New Orleans is another situation where
you don't know.
I don't really want either of those guys, honestly, Ingram or Peterson, because I don't know how they're going to split up carries. So I've so far avoided, and I've done all three of the leagues I'm playing and have already drafted, and I've avoided both those teams at that position.
Well, I don't know because my team auto-drafted last night, so I may not have.
No, you did. You did auto-draft.
Yeah.
But you still got a pretty good grade.
Yeah.
It's not bad,
I thought that
Fred.
Was pretty hilarious that I got a B for auto-drafting.
Let's see. While we're masturbatory, I'll announce your team on the air, Fred.
Okay. You can tell me if it's any good.
Ben Roethlisberger.
I'm always happy with that.
Michael Thomas, Alshon Jeffrey, Jeremy Maclin are your receivers. Jay Ajayi and Lamar Miller, your running backs.
It's the first time I've ever had a Texan.
You've got one running back now who won't be playing week one, which means Amir Abdullah is on your team, so you can slot him in. Jordan Reed is your tight end, and you got Dante Moncrief, Andy Dalton, C.J. Fedorowicz, Darren Sproles, Devin Funchess, and Alan Hearns is depth.
That team sucks.
Oh, no.
That team sucks.
This is what you get for auto-drafting. You got my kicker, Justin Tucker, is on your team. So you'll probably win the league. And you have Minnesota and Cincinnati defense. John, why didn't you draft?
Completely forgot.
Come on,
guys. I didn't forget. I didn't have my phone with me yesterday. I left my phone at home.
You guys are the worst.
And so by the time I got home, it was almost 9:30 because we went out to dinner afterwards. So, and about then I realized, oh, damn, we had a draft tonight.
And John got Marcus Mariota and Julio and then Dalvin Cook, but his second running back is Tevin Coleman. Mm. His running back situation is going to be pretty rough. Sorry, John.
These things happen.
And you got the Texans defense.
I don't know how I feel about
maybe
that.
Maybe if you drop your backup kicker, you can pick up another running back.
Okay.
He has a backup kicker?
Yeah. That's the auto draft special, Fred. Come on. Mm.
All right, well, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in, 713-780-3776. And Beth will join us at 6:15, assuming she gets her okay. Be curious if how she handled the flood. Although most of the heights seem to be okay, hence the name.
Yeah, it's just getting in.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Right. All right, we'll be right back. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Sports is ESPN 97.5.